Where She Fell by Caitlin Ward, author. Eliza knows the legends about the swamp near her house, that people have fallen into sinkholes, never to be seen again, maybe even falling to the center of the earth. As an aspiring geologist, she knows the last part is impossible. But, beyond anything I thought this would be, I was one edge the entire time. The only reason it didn't get 5 stars was it was slightly unrealistic, just a little, you know, in the fantasy but not really in the real world. You'll love this book so much. Likes, 6 max rated it was okay shelves. Read in a day. The first class one ever took in college was a horror film class, specifically a horror film class that focuses on female-centered horror, and one of the films we watched was The Descent, which is about these 6 women who get lost in a cave and encounter humanoid, feral monsters. If you like that movie, I'd recommend just re-watching it instead of reading Where She Fell. It'll be a much better experience. Here's the thing, I'm not a fan of books where the overarching plot is supposed to be a metaphor for something. I'm also not a fan of books where the main plot is smirked to the background to focus on some minor plot point for pages upon pages upon pages. This is both of those things, and by God does it get annoying. Eliza has social anxiety, and if you take anything from this book, it's that. Because it's never not talked about. This book is less about a girl trying to escape a series of caves than it is a girl dealing with her social anxiety and shitty friendships while also being trapped in a cave. It's like Ward totally missed the memo on what would make this a good book. She couldn't marry the theme of overcoming social anxiety with the overall cave plot, because she was thinking about it in the wrong way. And that way of thinking is all over this book, so much so every page might have been stamped with "this is the theme." Long story short, the cave, more specifically the colony itself, is a metaphor for complacency. Eliza has become complacent in her role within the colony, and with her friends, and her anxiety traps her in that relationship. It's only by meeting new people and branching out does she find her voice and get the courage to leave. And that's a great story, and one I would be interested in if the whole cave monsters thing was vastly more interesting. The whole setting, the bioluminescent plot point, the killing of giant insects all take a backseat to Eliza's personal growth, which would be fine if it wasn't always playing second fiddle to her anxiety. There are a few moments of tension, which is the only reason I'm giving this above 1 star, because my heart rate definitely increased during those scenes, but other than those few moments, the book is largely bland. There isn't any sort of connection built up between the reader and any of the characters. I didn't care about the romance between Eliza and Grayson, I didn't care about Eliza's shitty friends, I didn't even care that people died in this. By the halfway mark, one was reading for the sake of reading and not any real enjoyment. Eliza was a fun sucker, draining the story at every turn because all she could do was rag on herself to the point where it stopped being a character trait and started being annoying and redundant. You can only repeat the same thing so many times in the exact same way before people get bored. There never felt like there was any depth to Eliza's disorder or her friendships. It felt like this entire book was just a surface-level PowerPoint on social anxiety that just happened to be set in a cave. If there was more depth or more emphasis on the adventure, horror aspect of the cave system, then I might have been into it. But there wasn't. The writing style was not only too fast, with time passing far too quickly, but too bland as well. Things are just stated to have happened and then the characters move on. There's no emotional resonance to be found anywhere within the story. This book didn't have a good representation of social anxiety, didn't teach about toxic friendships, and didn't bring me any real joy. Which is a shame, because Ward's debut is still one of my favorite horror books. But this, not even close. Likes, 5 Julie Suzanne rated it liked it. Shelves, HS Library, Mental Health, Muz Library, Sci-Fi, a PG rated thriller that feels very Journey to the Center of the Earth-esque. I appreciated how Ward dealt with the theme of toxic relationships, low self-esteem, and the experience of social anxiety. A page turner with excellent pacing. Appropriate for grades 7 to 12. Likes, 5 Sasha rated it was amazing 10 months ago shelves, fantasy, out now, 2021 favorites. This was everything, Likes, 5. Alex rated it, liked it more like 3.5 stars. This was such a unique story that I really enjoyed. Unfortunately, a few things bothered me about it. The biggest problem is that abrupt ending. I really wanted a few questions answered and some plot points wrapped up, but it just ends. For instance, what was the point of Eliza constantly talking about her awful friends if nothing is resolved? I'm also really bothered by the fact that, view spoiler, this would have been 4 stars if the ending had been executed better, but at the end of the day I did still enjoy this book a lot. Likes, 3. Emma rated it, really liked it almost 3 years ago. I really enjoyed this book. Eliza knows not to venture near the swamp. All of the stories about people falling through holes into the swamp, but she doesn't listen. She wants to be as cool as her friends and go with them to take a picture which will result in a $50 reward. But before she knows what is happening, she falls into darkness. As she feels around for a way out, she finds a secret tunnel system that leads to an underground world with people that live there. These people have to run away from creatures to stay alive. Will she get back up to the surface, or will she be lost forever? Likes, 3. Andrea Sedig rated it, liked it almost 4 years ago. Shelves, read in 2018. This was a very strange and unique concept. My lack of knowledge about rock formations and the terminology used was off-putting in some places. This book also requires you to suspend belief quite a bit, which can be tricky since this seems to be such a real-world type of book. The concept was good, but the execution, mainly pacing, was a bit off in the middle of the book. Overall, this was an enjoyable read. Likes, 3. Cara Stern's Road rated it, it was amazing almost 3 years ago. It's been a while since I've read a book that I couldn't put down. My 11-year-old gave it to me to read and I loved the fact that we could both enjoy it. I'm excited to read more by this author. Likes, 2. Hannah rated it, liked it 3 months ago. Shelves, South Carolina. I have been in a cave exactly once in my life, and that cave was, of course, in Carlsbad. Is that spelled right? I loved that one adventure, mostly because it was a bonding experience with my mom, but also because the pure darkness and aliveness of the air felt like an almost spiritual experience. As an adult though, the thought of caves has started to terrify me. I've just read too many stories of people getting horribly trapped in old mines, cave systems, catacombs, because it's sort of true crime adjacent. I really wanted this story to tap into that primal terror I feel at the idea of being stuck in a tiny stone passageway, but it really didn't do it for me. I also could not have cared less about the romance plot. I did enjoy the parallel story about colonialism, and while the discussion about social anxiety could feel a little heavy-handed, it also felt realistic in its intrusive nature. Overall, this was a mere read for me, but I did enjoy my time spent with it. Likes, 2. Ashley rated it, it was amazing. Shelves, favorites, young adult, fantasy, fiction, sci-fi, romance. I loved this book so much. Definitely going to read again. Less than three, all right. Read it again, then again. Ah, it is so good. But I read this like last year. Likes, 2. Chloe Hall rated it, it was amazing. Stay away from sinkholes. Likes, 2. Scarlett rated it, liked it. Choice book number 3, quarter 2, Where She Fell by Caitlin Ward is an adventure book which most of the time takes place in the colony that is underground. Eliza, Coughlin, Mary, and the bioluminescent creatures. Eliza is the main character in the book Where She Fell. Eliza is the middle child of 3. She lives with her 2 sisters and parents. She has 2 best friends, Sherry and Meg. At the beginning of the book, Eliza and her friends were going to go into a cave that Eliza found, but her friends dared to go to Drowner's Swamp and take a selfie right next to the lake. So they went and Meg got hurt, and so they told Eliza to keep going, but she fell into a sinkhole and got stuck underground. She was really worried that she would die down there and not get to live the rest of her life, but she started exploring. As she explores, she gets attacked by a bioluminescent which she did not know what it was at that time. Some people find her with a bruised rib and bring her into their small colony, or that's at least what they called it. Before Eliza went to Drowner's Swamp, because her friends got dead, she was studying to become a geologist. Coughlin is like the leader of the colony that is underground where Eliza fell and ended up in. Colin has been stuck underground for over 6 years and was one of the first people to get to the underground. She also knows about the bioluminescent creatures she had seen one before, but she tries to stay far away from them. Coughlin is one of the people that found Eliza and helped her get to the colony. Coughlin used to be a nurse before she got stuck in the underground and helped Eliza with her bruised ribs. Mary is that nerd of the underground colony, or at least that is what they call her and what she is mostly known as. She knows almost everything about the cave system, and before she found herself in the underground she was a geologist, just like what Eliza wants to be if she ever gets out. Mary keeps a journal with her and writes stuff almost every day, and she goes back in her journal to remember what her life was like, just like Eliza. Mary and Eliza have a lot in common. Mary, just like Colleen, has been in the underground for a while, maybe more or maybe less. Bioluminescent are like half-human creatures, but they were just born in the underground and they glow. Their eyes always glow, and sometimes the rest of the body glows too. Bioluminescent creatures attack and kill their prey, which is most likely for that prey to be a human. The problem in the book where she fell is that Eliza got stuck underground and can't find a way out, but as she tries to escape the bioluminescent creatures attack. The book where she fell follows a girl called Eliza as she is afraid to go to Drowner's Swamp and trying to figure a way out of the underground. I like the book where she fell because it isn't something that any person would come up with. So the author must have a lot of creativity to just come up with the idea of the book. I honestly think that Eliza's friends aren't such good friends because they didn't help at all to first of all get her out of the sinkhole and get her out of the underground. If I were Eliza, first of all I would be scared to death and I would absolutely hate my friends, and I would rather be friends with the people in the colony. Gypsal added it review of another edition review from a middle school English teacher. Where She Fell, by Caitlin Ward, is about a young girl who falls into a sinkhole. As she journeys farther down into the earth via a cave opening that she escaped into, she discovers a group of people who have made this cave their home. And she quickly learns that the cave wants them to stay. This book was at the book fair my school had recently, and a student of mine picked out this book and Lie to Me, by the same author. After finishing the latter, I thought I would try this one out, too. I actually preferred this book, although my student preferred Lie to Me. I thought there were a lot of creative elements in the cave dwellers, and I was fascinated by the concept of bioluminescence. I actually wished their origin had been explained a bit more. I enjoyed that, with the exception of the main character, no one feels safe. I mean that it genuinely felt like any of them could have died, which is a bit of a surprise for a middle school book. What I liked, the entire cave system and colonies were pretty cool. The main character has social anxiety, and seeing her work through that was really cool. It was also nice to have a main character with a mental illness that is represented well. All of the cave creatures, what I would warn parents about. Blood and gore, although nothing I would say that a middle schooler couldn't handle. Pretty steamy romantic scenes, which might be a bit too much for a middle schooler. It should be based on individuals and not something given to everyone. Who I would recommend this for? Reluctant high school readers, high schoolers who are struggling and not on level. Mature middle schoolers. Bookworm, P rated it, liked it. At first I was very confused with Where She Fell. I couldn't tell what was real and what wasn't. It was kind of like a fantasy, but it wasn't supposed to be. One thing I loved was how the plot had everything to do with caves. I don't read a lot of books that have an underground adventure, and I loved the details put into the descriptions of the caves and creatures. Some parts really grossed me out. Like how they eat bugs and the way they describe it. This book has some guts and gore, but nothing that I can't handle. What really got me was the ending. I almost cried, but ended up not crying because of what happened after. I'm really tired of hearing the main character being anxious and antisocial, as well as thinking she's not enough. I've read 3 books in a row with the same character. What does the main character always have a best friend who is super confident, but the main character is nervous like all the time? I do like characters who have different personalities, so I'll let it pass. I give this book an adventurous 3.2. Sharon rated it was amazing. almost 3 years ago, sometimes the right person is in the wrong place. And that's exactly what happened to Eliza. She was not supposed to be in the swamp, but her two best friends coerced her to go, and then she fell. Despite my squeamishness over the creepy, squelchy bugs that Eliza encounters, in more ways than one, I liked this book, which was reminiscent of Journey to the Center of the Earth with hints of the movie Avatar. This adventure story set in a horrifying underground world had some truly gruesome and gory moments, along with a fascinating cast of characters. Eliza's journal entries add humor and a sense of the strange world she finds herself in while she muses over the friends above ground compared to the new ones underground. It's a little unsettling to imagine what would have happened if Eliza didn't push to find her way home. She's the person you want to have by your side if ever you're trapped. Brianna rated it really liked it. In a desperate attempt to find a book before I was kicked out of the library, I hastily grabbed a book off of the realistic fiction shelf and checked out. That book was Where She Fell by Caitlin Ward. Our protagonist is a socially awkward and young aspiring geologist, Eliza. Eliza had always felt she was somewhat of a burden, being the middle child and an outcast at school. She was just trying to find her role in life, but of course, that was before she fell. This book was very unique, thrilling, and quite a page-turner. I am glad to say that I had not made a mistake picking up this book. Each page introduces questions and the description really made me visualize the setting. I loved that I felt like I was really there. I felt I could relate to Eliza being an outcast because for the most part in elementary I also had trouble making friends. This book teaches us that we shouldn't give in to peer pressure and that we should be proud of who we are. I recommend this to sci-fi lovers and to ages 10 and up. Imrani rated it. It was amazing. Where She Fell by Caitlin Ward is a very interesting and thrilling book. Eliza and her friends received a dare from an unknown boy. If each girl completed it, they would receive $50. The dare was to go all the way to the end of the swamp and take a picture of a caution sign that laid there. What will happen to Eliza and her friends? Will they survive the dangers of the swamp? By reading this book, you will have the answers to these questions, which I definitely recommend you to do. As much as I loved this book, I wish the author would have given more context about the characters in the beginning. But other than that, this exciting book should be read by all ages. Tom Malinowski rated it. It was amazing. Shelves. Fiction, middle school. Oops, high schooler Eliza accidentally falls into a sinkhole. But she was prepared to look in caves, plus she likes them. When she tries to find a way out, she stumbles upon a small colony of people who have also been trapped over the years. But they don't want to leave. And there might be another race of glowing humans too. This has a touch of Journey to the Center of the Earth. Eliza is faced with tough decisions and the book takes a turn for the fatally gruesome towards the end, which lends to the harsh predicament she's in. Sherry Geese rated it. Really liked it. Shelves. Order for English. Very different science fiction, accessible to those who may think of science fiction as being set in space. A teenager interested in geology falls through a sinkhole in upstate New York and is trapped. What she finds and if she gets out make up the novel. Exciting, suspenseful, interesting with mild kissing. I think this would appeal to boys and girls grades 6 and up. Madison added it. Where She Fell is about a girl named Eliza. She's 16 years old and loves studying geology. She's been warned by her parents multiple times to never go near the swamp, lake by her house. Even though Eliza was made clear to never go near the river, she can't help but tag along with her friends as they go to the lake. Eliza doesn't understand the dangers of the lake until she falls nearly 2,000 feet in the ground by a sinkhole. She finds a cave and from then on meets people she thought died a long time ago. The author does a great job explaining the phenomenon of the whole book. Jan rated it. It was amazing. 8 months ago I really loved this book. Totally different from all the other books I have ever read. This book surprised me many times with its unexpected twists. After a few chapters I was so engrossed in the story. I am glad this book deals with topics like social anxiety and peer pressure. Eliza is a great character that everyone can relate to. I recommend this book to anyone wanting a good book to read. Like Kat S rated it. Liked it. 3.5. I am both impressed and also slightly let down. This book is unlike any other I've read before, which is so refreshing when I read most YA plot synopsis and think, wow. I've read that exact story at least 10 times already this year, but at the same time, nothing about it felt fully developed. The characters were fairly one-dimensional without a lot of reason given for why they are the way they are or behave the way they do. No one undergoes much growth. Major plot points happen without both an explanation of why, Glenn, anyone, what, or much emotional impact lasting longer than a few pages. The whole thing just feels unfinished. It feels like a good first draft of a story that, three drafts from now, will be great. All of that being said, it is compelling. It made me want to keep turning the page and finding out answers, a lot of which I was never given. Super not happy with how the story just ends. Just end. I felt like it desperately needed an epilogue. And I did add all of Caitlin Ward's other works to my TBR. So, take that as you will. Kaylee rated it really liked it. Where She Fell by Caitlin Ward is a YA, contemporary, mystery and adventure story regarding the tale of an aspiring geologist named Eliza and how she went from a shy, demure girl that shadowed others to a courageous and open-minded woman after she falls in a mysterious sinkhole. Here, she meets the rest of the underground colony, that consists of various people who had also previously fallen into sinkholes or deep mines over the years from all around the nation. She then learns the difference between surviving and thriving as well as the importance of mental strength, as not only does the underground want to keep them there, but there are also alien-like creatures that prey on wandering people. This book is mainly about friendship, though it encompasses other ideas such as taking risks as well as managing social anxiety. Eliza is first introduced to the book as a girl who is a socially awkward and quiet girl who seems to like being holed up in her room rather than setting foot outside the house. However, through living at the colony with other geologists, Mary, and friends, Grayson, Eleanor and Alice, she learns what the true spirit of friendship is like, how true friends appreciate her for who she truly is, support her in whatever she does, and pick her up when she falls. This is contrasting to her friends back on the surface, as those friends mostly used her and treated her as a sidekick rather than an equal. She also learns that only by taking risks will she go farther and perhaps return to the surface where her family lives. This is one of the more prominent ideas in the book, as Eliza used to live in fear of doing something wrong or causing disappointment from her peers. Nonetheless, Eliza brings her confidence into the light as she nurtures her leadership skills to lead her friends out of the depressing underground world, especially because this escapade is a test of her mental strength as her friends die out one after another. My favorite quote from this book is, "Sometimes, scientists die in the pursuit of new info." This was taken from one of the pages of Eliza's personal journal as she records her findings and thoughts throughout her time in the underground world to remind her of what she was fighting for as well as to keep her sane. This quote was not only ironic, as it was definitely not Eliza's choice to find the sinkhole in the first place. It was on a dare with her friends, but it also reflects the motif of sacrifice. How one choice may lead to dire consequences, but nevertheless, it would not be in vain, for the greater good. The plot of this story reminded me of Journey to the Center of the Earth, albeit a more updated and modern one with different characters and motivations, especially because the underground world is the opposite of silent and desolate. Rather, it is teeming with life, although it's mostly predators. Secondly, the idea of going deeper into the earth before being able to crawl your way out was also reciprocated in this story. Overall, I thought this book was quite captivating and unique in comparison to other sci-fi books. The character development was quite elaborate. In particular, Eliza's transformation as she broke out from her shell from a meek caterpillar to a butterfly. The plot itself was engaging, although I do feel that some scenes were a little draggy. This book was easily visualized since there was a copious amount of details. I would recommend this book to readers who enjoy YA, adventure, science fiction and perhaps other aspirant geologists who would one day explore the center of the Earth. Carla rated it liked it shelves. Standalone as someone who wanted to study geology to become a volcanologist, I found this book quite interesting with the geology talk. It was something different, being stuck underground with no way out, but also finding a group of people who have also fallen from the earth and making a living down there because they haven't been able to escape from the underground caverns, aka the colony. The surprising part was there were some adults there who have been living there for years, and there was even a baby who had been born there and was 6 months old when Eliza fell through. While they all make do with insects, the stone, fire, driftwood, and water they're surrounded by, there's clearly something wrong with being there. Especially after a while where the caverns, or some natural gas or the pressure of being too far down into the earth's mantle, starts getting to the people and makes them not want to leave. It takes Eliza showing up with the intent of leaving and finding a way home to set things into motion. I liked the journey Eliza went through, not just in traveling the caverns and fighting the animals that have evolved to survive down there, going through the hardships of people dying and getting hurt and losing hope at times, but also in her character development. She used to be trampled all over by her friends, and thought of herself as weird, weak, and basically someone who wasn't worth much, especially that she wasn't cut out to be a leader and lead everyone out and to home. But as time goes on and with the help of new friends she made in the colony, Grayson, Eleanor, Alice, and Mary, she not only learns what true friendship is and how to navigate her social anxiety, she also comes to accept that she shouldn't settle for less and to accept her strong self and the new Eliza that came out of this experience. The ending fell short for me. I get that them getting out into the world again is a given, but I would have liked for there to be some confirmation of what their life was like after they got out. Did they get out at a safe place and get rescued quickly? Were they able to get to a hospital and treat Grayson's infection? Did they manage to get in contact with Eleanor's family and friends and let them know about her? I mean, sure, they agreed to only tell the story about the three of them meeting down there and walking around until they found an exit, and keep the bioluminescence a secret so they aren't discovered and treated harshly by humans, but surely they wanted to give some sort of closure to her family. And after being stuck underground without real sunlight for up to 2+ years, a month for Eliza, did they have a hard time adjusting to the real bright sunlight? What happened to Eliza with Sherry and Meg? All that character development couldn't have been for nothing. I also would have liked to see Eliza putting them in their place for once. Did Grayson, Alice and Eliza remain close friends after? Was it hard to acclimate to their old lives, the real world again? What was their first real meal? Too many questions left burning me like those acid spitter animals from the caverns. It ends by them holding hands as they walk out into the sunlight together. A little fitting, but I just wanted there to have been more to Eliza's happy ending. Angelina Loschiavo rated it, really liked it. Name: Angelina Loschiavo. Book title: Where She Fell. Personal response: I gave this book 5 out of 5 stars because Where She Fell was a very interesting book. This book was interesting because the book was full of adventure. The book was really good and it was one of my favorite books I have read. Plot: the book starts out with 3 teenage girls that plan on going to explore a cave in the middle of the woods. The main character Eliza packed a backpack full of stuff for their little adventure. When Eliza and her two friends got there, they started exploring and her two friends thought it would be funny to try to swim in drowner's swaps. Eliza refused to swim and kept going on the trail. Eliza was walking and then she heard a crack in the ground and froze, and then she fell in a sinkhole. As soon as Eliza hit the bottom, the sinkhole dropped her even deeper. Her friends left to go get help and Eliza was laying there in pain. Eliza found a cave that was connected to the sinkhole, so she decided to go in it so then if the sinkhole did break again she wouldn't fall deeper. There were many tunnels in the cave and Eliza wanted to do something while she waited, and she got lost in the tunnels. A group of people that had fallen in the same sinkhole over the past 7 years found her and they made sure she was okay. She met many new people that were a part of the group and she was accepted into the group by the leader Colleen. The group taught her all of their tricks, hunting skills, and routes around the cave. Eliza felt welcomed into the group, but every day she was there she worried about her family, friends and getting out. Eliza tried all of the tunnels to find a way out, but there was no way out of the cave because it was way too deep under the ground. The group realized that Eliza was trying to find a way out and they told her there is no way out. Eliza accepted it and just stopped trying to find a way out. Characterization: Eliza at the beginning of the book was not very adventurous. Her friends always had to force her to do stuff with them. Eliza was always cautious and protective. When her friends suggested going to check out the cave, Eliza did not want to go with them until they tricked her into it. When Eliza was underground with the rest of the other people, she was more adventurous and less cautious because she did not know if she was going to find a way out or not. From the beginning of the book, she was overthinking everything, and then at the end of the book she was more daring. Recommendations: I recommend this book to kids the ages 11 to 15. This book would be good for kids that are very interested in non-fiction and adventure books. This book would be good for kids that are extremely into geology. Maddie Doris rated it was amazing choice book number 2. Q2 Where She Fell by Caitlin Ward. In the book Where She Fell, Eliza knows about the legend about a swamp by her house. There are sinkholes around the swamp and in the caves, and when people fall into the sinkholes, they are never seen again. Eliza knows never to go to the swamp because she doesn't want to die. But when Eliza's best friends drag her into going to the swamp, Eliza has every right to be scared. When Eliza and her friends go to the swamp, something doesn't feel right. As Eliza and her friends are walking to the caves, Eliza falls into a sinkhole. As Eliza is falling, she thinks she is falling to the center of the earth. When Eliza is finally done falling down the sinkhole, she has to come up with a way to survive. As Eliza is walking to check things out, she sees that there is a skull on the ground by her feet. She looks around to see what is around her, and she is not alone. My favorite part of the story is when she has to figure out a way out. I give this book a 5-star rating because, every time I am done reading a chapter, I don't want to stop. Overall, I loved the whole book. Taylor Manoukian rated it liked it. This was a fast-paced story of a socially awkward girl who loves geology falling into basically the center of the earth. And the best part is, she isn't alone down there. There is an entire colony of people already living there, and now she has to adjust to her new life. Or does she? Eliza was a good character. Her anxiety and her social awkwardness made her all the more real. Her best friends on land are jerks, but they're supposed to be. Eliza finds out what real friends and actual love looks like when she is thrown underground into this colony of cave dwellers. You could say some of the characters fulfilled their purpose. The people in the colony will surprise you, Glenn, but you'll just have to find out. There was a romance in the story and it was very cute. Liked that part. Grayson is very good for her. The plot was very quickly paced and there were hardly any parts in the book where you would get bored. There was always something happening. At the same time, it is also a good book to read to get you tired before you go to bed, but in a good way, if that makes sense. Likes, dislikes. I liked the descriptions of everything from the caves themselves to anything that glowed, bioluminescence, the glow white, etc. The words just create beautiful images in your mind, and I found myself really wanting to travel to this cave. As long as I could leave whenever I wanted, lol. I also like how Grayson was portrayed as very smart instead of just being an all brawn no brains type. I didn't really like the ending. It was unsatisfying. I had just recently read Broken Things by Lauren Oliver, and that ended in the middle of a sentence, yet it was still more satisfying than the end of this book. I guess I should be happy where it ended, but I wanted more than what actually happened. Without spoiling, this dislike doesn't really count since I had an arc, but there were no pictures. So I feel like the book will be even better when all the art is in it. I give this book a 3-star rating. Would recommend to anyone who lives spelunking, cave exploration, or the movie The Descent. Also would be good for someone looking for a quick, light reading. Took me 4 days to read it. Barbara rated it liked it. Shelves, animals, bullies. Character building, community, compassion, conflict, emotions, empathy, empowerment, facing fears, explorers, families, health, hobbies, humor, identity, kindness, jobs, libraries, nature, power, resilience, romance, rural life, school, science fiction, science, self-esteem, trauma, unlikely friendships, violence, death, disabilities. This one was a 3.5 for me, and I don't know how I missed it during its original year of publication. Nevertheless, belated though my reading of it might be, I was impressed with its uniqueness. Even though almost all of the story takes place below the surface of the Earth, I was intrigued by the small community that had been formed by humans and others, as well as the outlandishly frightening creatures living there. Eliza loves exploring caves as often as possible, and she looks forward to doing so with her best friends Meg and Sherry. They rarely agree to outings such as this, preferring more social escapades or hanging out at parties. Before they set out for the cave, though, the girls take a detour, and Sherry insists they visit a place known as the Drowning Swamp. Eliza does so reluctantly, stepping into a sinkhole and falling into a deep cavern with several paths. She somehow manages to survive, and then stumbles upon an underground colony of others who have fallen into this place from various locations, and are eking out a living. The colony members are quite insular, but Eliza bonds with Eleanor, Alice, and Grayson, who are close to her age and help her realize that all her insecurities need not hold her back. At first, she starts to feel comfortable in her new home, but with the urging of Mary, an older scientist who is just as interested in rocks and geology as she is, she determines that she must find a way out of this place and return to her home. The descriptions of the creatures she and the others encounter and just how close they come to death several times are particularly well written and kept me reading. I appreciate the ending, which leaves readers hanging to some extent as they ponder what happens next once this strange place has been left behind. Clearly, Eliza is not the same anxiety-ridden, people-pleasing girl who first entered those caverns. As I read this one, I kept asking myself what I would have done and whether I would have been too afraid to take a risk and try to find my way back home, since everyone else seemed to think that was impossible. Nova Syzygy rated it really liked it almost 3 years ago. Shelves, pseudoscience fiction, quick reads, sure, Instant Love was a very quick read for me. But, the claps science claps doesn't claps make claps sense claps. Caves can't go down that far. Why are there sentient bioluminescent species in that cave? Why are there giant bugs? And why is there romance? And when Alice, Eliza, and Grayson finally do get out of that cave, do they really just expect to walk into a police station and say that they survived there together? Eliza's been missing for weeks, Grayson for months, and Alice for years. If they don't want the cave to be excavated so badly, why can't they just make up a story? No matter what they say, the authorities are going to find that cave and search it because the three are from different states. The cover story is flimsy at best. Ugh. Michelle rated it was amazing. Shelves, swamps, New York State, cave dwellings, civilization subterranean, action and adventure, underground areas, young adult, reading gold 2018, science fiction. I enjoyed the story but had some questions about a few things. Definitely a good read for all. I really, really hope there's a sequel. Possible spoiler alerts. Spoilers: why didn't anyone dig up at the spot where her friends saw her fall in? Nobody was trying to find her ever. Her, more Frank R rated it was okay. A fast, junk read between better books. Unrealistic and not even remotely suitable in thematic quality for tweens or teens. Utter trash. Fun trash in some spots, but trash nonetheless. This book would have been a better story at 150 pages, but Ward stretches it on for 292. Kerry Goodwin rated it was okay. The book fair trailer looked so good, but this book was very disappointing. Savannah rated it really liked it. It was really suspenseful. Monique rated it really liked it. Shelves, reading Rainbow School Librarian WOR, Balance Scholastic Book Fair Life. Next time Sherry has a terrible idea, I'm gonna say no. I don't care if she and Meg laugh when I say, isn't that dangerous? Because nothing bad ever happens to them. Only to me. PG 22, a 2018 Scholastic Book Fair read that I had on my shelves, then with our new book fair bought again lol. So I figured I'd read this and give it to a pair of reading beauties because the cover makes you want to know what is going on. And despite the blurb on the back, you just don't know what to expect. Alright, so you meet Eliza, the middle child and the middle friend, going into her sophomore year, struggling with her nerdy love of geology and trying to fit in with her friends when she is dragged to a swamp for a photo opportunity. Against her better judgment, she goes and falls into a sinkhole, which leads her to a massive cave colony and a community of people trapped there and living for years. There are tunnels in the ceiling, tunnels off the sides. In a giant cave system like this one, those tunnels don't just lead nowhere. Sure, some of them probably loop back around. But some of them definitely go someplace else. And on, maybe finding an exit won't be easy, but it has to be possible. PG 46, getting acclimated to the cave and its inhabitants is weird for Eliza, but she makes friends with a fellow geologist nerd Mary and a super cute boy named Grayson, and for a while though her own insecurities about herself and friendships keep popping up thanks to her social anxiety disorder. Everyone was kind when I met them last night, but it's different outside the tent. I don't know how to insert myself into an already formed group like this. I barely know how to insert myself into my own friendships. And I'm still wrapping my mind around the part where I'm trapped underground. Possibly forever. Probably forever, PG 57, the natural world with all its mysteries and its dangers, it all makes sense to me. It puts me at ease. People, though, they destroy me. PG 92, most of the time I'm cocooned in a fog of unreality that makes this feel like a particularly vivid dream. But every so often, something hits and it's like a tornado blows through, decimates my life, and removes the fog in its wake so I can see every bit of the destruction. PG 98, this book gets dark and goes there in unexpected ways as Eliza must determine if she has real friends in the girls who led her down there, if Sherry and Meg are really as good of friends as she thought they were. Eliza has to get real with herself, face her flaws and who she is as a person, all while fighting through life with a community underground. You don't really get a love interest moment until page 190-ish, and it was done well, and overall the twists and turns in this one are really quite good. Eliza and three others actually escape, and I was actually shocked by a death and some of the action, and then it gets really real. But we slaughter them. Mercilessly. Brutally. This is our revenge, and each time my knife plunges into one of those gooey bodies, it gives my heart a brief moment of peace. PG 233, this novel has its definite geological slant and is a real coming-of-age teenage girl realization survivor story that is readable and actually really interesting. Recommended. Thanks, Scholastic. Like Nevaeh K rated it was amazing. Nevaeh Kopman, date, the 3rd of January 21, class, 8-3, title, Where She Fell, pages, 290. Author, Caitlin Ward. Publisher, Scholastic. Genre, science fiction. ISBN, 978-1-338-23007-9. Price, $18.99. Summary of the book. In the book Where She Fell is, she falls in a sinkhole that leads to a cave. Eliza is the main character. Eliza really likes learning about rocks and everything, so she really likes caves. Her and her friends were gonna go cave finding, and her friends decided to go somewhere where a lot of people have gone missing and pretty much never came back. They were going across and she fell in. She survived the fall, but she hurt her back. She was going through tunnels to try and find something. She found people that had gone missing years ago, and people thought they were dead, but they weren't. They had to be careful with the insects that are down there because they are dog, cat size. Eliza was helping with everything in the cavern. Then she and her friends, and one scientist that studies environments, were trying to find a way out. Will they make it or not? Check one. I loved this book. I enjoyed this book. I did not enjoy this book. I abandoned this book. I rate it a 5-star. Explain why you selected the description you did and why you rated the book the way you did. I did the description I did because he was a very good book, and if you like learning more things about the Earth that could happen or already is and we just haven't found it out yet. I also did the same as I did because it's a very exciting and thrilling book about what is going to happen and everything while she is down there. Who would you recommend this book to and why? I would recommend this book because it is a very good book, and how the ending is and how they survived in this cave for so long. They had like a colony down there. It was a very interesting book and very thrilling to read on what or how something is going to happen. The reason why I chose to read this book is that if they like action or thrilling reading, they may like this because of all the things that happen to the people. If you like it, Girl in a Bad Place, Lie to Me, Bleeding Earth, then you might like this book. Like Sylvia rated it, really liked it. Choice book number 2, Quatter 2 Where She Fell, is written by Caitlin Ward. She is also the author of Girl in a Bad Place. Where She Fell starts off by taking place in Eliza's house. Eliza is the main character. As Eliza goes off to explore a cave with her friends, Eliza gets dragged.